Welcome to the DC Practice Growth Show, where we share proven tools and tactics to grow your practice. And here's your host, new patient generating expert who self-built his multi-million dollar practices, Ryan Ryder.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Ryan Ryder. Welcome to the DC Practice Growth Podcast. Listen, I'm super excited to be speaking with you today, and I just want to say thank you. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for listening. I never take that stuff for granted. Everyone is super busy. So what am I talking about this week? I am talking about websites, websites, websites. I keep these nice and short, 30 minutes. I honestly believe that, you know, time is the most precious commodity. So I'm going to give you as much value as I can in the next 30 minutes. But let me just start by saying that, you know, I'll give you chunks of information. I'm not holding anything back on any of these podcasts. Give you as much information. But if you ever want to take it any further with me and get in touch, just go to my dcpracticegrowth.com website and get in touch with us there. Then you can book a free discovery call. You can grab my free book. Do whatever you want there. But I promise you that a lot of the stuff I'll be talking about now are really from the real life runnings of a multi-million dollar business. So we have 8 practices, we have over 100 team members, we see over 3,000 visits every single week, and here's the key. The key to this whole thing is I almost do very little to nothing in the business anymore. I built this business right from one practice all the way up, but the key for everyone to understand, listen to this, is now the systems and strategies and business skill set that I have developed and my team has developed over years of doing this has allowed me the freedom to do whatever I want. So now I do multiple businesses. But one of the most misunderstood areas of building a practice is, well, I'd say online, but really your website. And I have learned this the hard way. I'm not a website guru. I'm certainly not a WordPress guru in any way, shape, or form. But what I understand at depth is the psychology of direct response marketing. And I've been working on websites for years. And, you know, I always say your website, even our website, has still got loads of stuff it can improve upon. But here's the thing, here's the interesting conundrum with websites. We have spent upwards of $50,000 in a year on our website, and we have spent countless amounts of money driving traffic to it, etc. And sitting with some of the, if you saw my fingers right now, in quotations, experts in the field, you know, you can lie with statistics very, very easily, I'm sure that you are well aware. So one of the things you've got to be careful of, I'm going to give you a couple hints here, is that when working with anyone, first of all, I always say to any of my members in my inner circle group, my new patient avalanche, is you've really got to be outsourcing this in some way, shape, or form. So you're not an expert in this area, and all you need to understand is the direct response marketing rules, if you will, and you're going to do really, really well. You're going to outperform all the experts with the stuff I'm just about to teach you. So find someone who can do a nice website for you, who is reasonable. I have spent the $50,000 in a year on your website, and I have spent a hundredth of that and got incredible results. So you don't need to spend a crazy amount of money on it. You just need a nice website that looks relatively good, right? Now, here's the key to understand, is the website is irrelevant if you're not driving traffic to it. So what will happen is when you have a company that does your website is, first of all, they will give you statistics on a monthly basis. Sometimes we actually used to get ours to come down and give a report to us, and they can justify anything. They will tell you that the bounce rate on the front page is, I've heard them use bounce rates for and against their argument, saying that, oh, the bounce rate is short, and that's a good thing because people are finding what they want quickly. And the week before that say, oh, the bounce rate is long, and that's a good thing because people are staying on the page long enough. So they will really justify their position as much as they can. So what I need you to understand from this podcast is that you will always only know enough. Sometimes good enough is good enough. You're probably not going to be an expert in when it comes to websites in this short podcast, and you're probably not going to have the time to go and spend to be that. And you certainly don't want to waste countless thousands of dollars on getting a quote-unquote expert always. You just need a nice functioning website. So here are my top tips for a good functioning website. First of all, understand that the traffic source is also very important. You personally driving traffic. Now, that comes from it's amazing, right? You know, social media, you can't track all the return on investment for social media because everything goes up. Like when we do massive celebrity and testimonials from Russell Brand or celebrity Michelin star chefs who are our patients, you know, walk-ins improve, you know, people registering at our screenings improve. So how do you, like, is it as a direct result of them seeing us in their local communities? We will never know, but we are able to have a theory that when we're out in our local communities, whether it's social media or on the grounds, that everything kind of goes up. So it's hard to measure. So what we'll find is we get a lot more leads from our website when we drive a lot more traffic, not always directly to the website, but just that we're in front of people. That's the first thing to understand, is that you can turn a poor performing website into a good performing website simply by driving traffic to it in some way, shape, or form. The other thing that a lot of people will want to drive you towards is that, you know, the only way you really need spend a lot of money on pay-per-click. Now, pay-per-click is important. I mean, we do a lot of pay-per-click, and truly the quality of the lead you're going to get from someone who searched you out or seeked you out is fantastic. Having said that, though, that you can do that and then drive them to the website either via traffic through Facebook or via pay-per-click, and then your website can drop the ball. So here are my top tips. Your website is one job and one job only. I don't care what anybody gives you, contrary to what anyone must give you advice on, your website has one job and one job only, and that is to grab details, to get leads. That is your primary role for your website. Of course you want people to go to the website and see testimonials. Of course you want them to see easily phoneable numbers. Of course you want all those things. But I promise you now, you will outperform 90% of the other practice owners' websites out there if you just heed this one piece of advice from me. He that has the most lead generation on their website wins. I have had arguments with multiple website designers on this very object, on this very subject, and to the point of where they will say, fine, I will do it, but I just want you to know that I disagree with you, to which I respond, yes, thank you, I do know that, but let's do what I want first, and then you can see what the results tell. And I always win. So here's some couple fundamentals that every single website should have. One, you should never mention the prices on your website. Why? Because the point of a website is not to answer every single question. You want them to inquire about things. So I'm not saying you can't have your per visit fee on there or your initial consult fee on there, but we don't have any of that on our website. We don't have any of that on our website. Why is that the case? Because I want people to ask for that. I want them to phone us and ask, or opt in and ask us for those details. Once I've got their details, I can do something magic called follow-up. Please, if you are writing, if you're sitting with notes now, write this down. Fortune is in the follow-up. You're going to outperform anyone if that's all you do, is just actually follow up with people. Actually make the effort to follow up with people. You're going to outperform everyone. I think it's like 70 to 80% of all sales, if you will, happens after sometime like the 7th follow-up. So you'll win. You'll turn a poor-performing website into a good-performing website just by taking that advice. So first of all, if that's the case, what do I have on my website? I have cost inquiry. They click on a link and they can leave their name, they can leave their telephone number, that name, surname, telephone number, and email address, and someone is going to contact them back and tell them about a cost inquiry. That, ladies and gentlemen, is essentially a sales call. Someone jumps on a call and goes, hi, how are you? Thank you so much for filling in the details. I'm just going to tell you the whole, what is it that you were looking for? Now, there's a well-scripted process that takes place there, but you want a chatty-catty on the phone. Most people are way too functional on their phone calls. You really want to get into the client's life, you know, what's going on, that you know, what's the biggest concern you have right now, That's not the point of this podcast right now, is that. I will do a podcast on that. But really, you want, so I've got a website, I've got a cost inquiry. How cool is that? So I've got no, I get every single day, I get people opting in to my website just for cost inquiry. Everyone, no one else even has it on their website. I've got it on my website. I get every single day, I get new patients from that one little button. The next one is, you'll see on our website, another opportunity for a lead generation is, we have something called a free telephone consultation on our website. Some of you have listened to this podcast right now and you literally bulked inside because you're like, oh my word, I don't want to do that. Well, here's the secret that no one talks about. We never do a telephone consultation. You see, when someone fills in the form, one of my team members contact them and it always results in a consultation within the practice. Let me say that again. We never do a telephone consultation. Let me rephrase that. In the last 12 months, if there's been more than 5, I promise you that is an over-exaggeration. I literally sitting here right now can't remember the last time we did one. But it always ends up in a physical consultation within the practice because, again, a trained person phones up and has a proper conversation about their biggest concerns right now. And then they go down the route of getting them booked in. Okay, so those are two lead generation tools right away. Another lead generation tool is I always have a 50% off offer on my website. Now, remember what I said in the very first point. You should never have what on your website? Prices. So 50% off what? No one even knows what the price is. But if you click on the link, what happens is they get taken straight to a lead form, and they put their name, surname, email, telephone number, and which clinic. We have multiple clinics they'd like to go to. Pretty cool, right? So again, I want to reiterate this. Every single day, I get new patients from our 50% off offer. Somebody phones them, it's a sales call, and then we ask them what their biggest concerns are, what's going on right now, and that's another day's discussion altogether. But that's three ways most people are not even doing right now anyway, that we have lead generation. We also have a book appointment now. We also have a telephone, obviously, number that you can click on and takes you straight to that, those details. And right at the bottom of the page, we've got always, every single website should have this. You should always have free stuff on your website for them to download. So on our website, we have three reports. One is a headaches and migraines report. The other one's a back pain and stiffness report. The other one's pregnancy-related back and pelvic pain report. Now, here's the key with reports. Reports shouldn't take you longer than 30 minutes to write and the reader 10 minutes to read. That's the key with it. They'll click on any of those and they leave their telephone number, their email address, etc. when they download the report. You take a guess what happens. What do you think happens once they download that report? And we make it mandatory that they have to leave a telephone number. If they don't want it, they don't have to get their information for free. But what do you think happens? We call them. Of course we call them. And the opening line is, I just wanted to make sure you got the report. I see you download one of our headaches and migraines report. Shame, what's going on? And again, it's just a real person having a real conversation with someone on the phone. And our conversion rate from that into a consultation, a paid consultation, by the way, is huge, is absolutely huge. Right? Now, I've told you about, let me run through them again. I've always got a free telephone consultation on there. I've always got a cost inquiry on there. I've always got a 50% offer off. I've got always at least three reports on our website. Additionally, I have another little button that's always on our landing page that says new patients receive 50% off offer, call us and register. That's another button that they can click on. So that's already, I've already got over 6 different things that they can fill in on the website. And number 7, if you do not have this on your website, it's the easiest way for you to start getting new patients from your website is have a chat, live chat on your website. Every single day, I get new patients from live chat. Every single day, someone clicks on the website and a little icon comes up and you can use live chat. The website's called live chat, but there's a live person that's able to respond straight away to any of their queries. And every single day, we book people through that medium. Now, again, the hint for this is you want a chatty catty on the live chat. The point is for you, listen, we always talk about leads, leads, leads. The new type of lead is a conversation. The businesses that invest in real people-to-people conversations are going to win. Everyone's talking about automation. I'm talking about opposite of automation. Automation helps me put people in contact with live people, but real people-to-people conversations. Everyone's trying to, like, I don't have anywhere where you can book on my website straight into my diary. I don't want that, right? Now, am I ignoring that for the future? No. Are people going to be able to book online in the future? Possibly, but I'm not convinced. That's just my theory. I still want someone to have a real person-to-person conversation right now. That may change. Marketing changes all the time, right? Good. So I hope this is helpful so far. So we have free telephone consultation. We have a cost inquiry. We have 50% offer. We always have some type of free report. We have live chat on the website. So already we have well over 5, 6, 7 different lead capture opportunities just on the landing page, on the first page they land on. And then you've got our normal stuff on a website about us, what to expect, our clinics, health conditions, testimonials. And with your testimonial page, we want preponderance of truth. I have 2 celebrity testimonials on the homepage because I want them to associate with celebrities. And I've got a work for us page and a contact us page. Now, what this is, slightly more advanced stuff, but very powerful stuff. And again, every single day I get new patients from this. Some people won't like it, but this first thing is called an exit pop. So on our website, if you try to leave the website, we have an exit pop that says, it's a pop-up that comes on the screen that goes, hey, before you go, we're so sorry to see you go. However, we do hope you managed to find everything you needed today. As a special bonus, just in case you need a little bit more information, we have 3 great reports on offer for you to download, whichever one suits you best, and says completely free. And again, it's just one more opportunity before they leave the website to go, hey, I hope you got everything you want, but if you didn't, here's one of our free reports. And again, we ask them for their name, their email, their surname, their mobile number, and which report they would like. And it's headaches and back pain and a whole bunch of reports. Every single day, people fill that exit pop out. Now, we have another exit pop. So this tracks if someone's come back to the website, if it's the second time they've come to the website. So when they try to leave for the second time, if they've come back to our website, we have cookies that track that we're able to tell. And another exit pop comes up. And this one says, hey, thanks for visiting us again. We see that you've been to our website before and haven't yet got, I hope you've got everything you needed. But if you haven't, I hope you've, something along the lines of, I hope you've seen, let me try to do it for you right now while I'm live on this podcast so I can get it. Why don't you have a look at our 50% off offer? And then they fill in those details. So again, every single day, somebody fills out those details, and we get new patients from that every single day. So I just want to see if I click on it now. Every single day. There we go. Comes up there. Hey, why don't you check out our 50% offer? I hope you got everything you needed, but if you haven't, you might want to check out our 50% off offer. And they fill out their details, and then we have an outbound call happening to them. So those are my top, if you would, rapid-fire tips on making a website work. That the reason I'm keeping this really, if you will, surface-based is because you are going to get crazy cool results on your website by simply making those tiny little changes. But I do want to say this. Do not expect to not come up against resistance. You will absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, come up with resistance from somebody, who's either who designed your website, etc., or in some way, shape, or form. They will argue with you. They will either say that it looks ugly, that people hate exit pops these days, etc. I want you to ignore them and then message me and tell me all about all the new patients you're getting by simply ignoring them, because it just isn't true. You see, we've got a very different niche. We've got tiny, 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 tiny little traffic. Tiny amount of traffic that goes to our websites in the big scheme of things. We are location-based bricks and mortar businesses that when someone lands on our website, we have to, in a sense, go overboard to capture that lead, because we are spending all this money by not doing it. Now, other little tricks and tips that are going to be covered in other websites, other modules or other podcasts is that on all our websites we have something called a pixel and cookies tracking. So this, all you need to know, you don't need to know anything besides phone your web designer or your webmaster and say, hey, I want a pixel put on my website, and then they'll help you with that. Now, what does a pixel do? If someone lands on my website, I have pre-programmed Facebook to start showing testimonials within their if they land on my website, they will start seeing, they'll be retargeted from me within Facebook with testimonials. And then you can do something called exclusions, where they'll watch a certain amount and then it'll turn this video off, and then it'll turn another within their newsfeed. Pretty cool, right? So you can set it so that once they've watched at least 50% of, say, this testimonial, turns that off, and they start seeing another testimonial. And they start seeing another testimonial. And then maybe 4 or 5 videos down the line, you change to an offer. That can all be automated. If you think that's cool, I promise you, you ain't seen nothing yet. It is so cool what you can do when you really understand. I want to add one more thing. I do not know how to actually physically do any of this on a website or on Facebook, but I understand the strategy. I'm a student of the game. There's a big difference between doing the thing and knowing how to, and being able to understand the strategy. And one of the biggest challenges we've had in marketing, and that it was certainly in the last, I would say 10 to 20 years, is that in the old days, the marketer, the producer of the marketing, and the doer of the marketing were two different things. So let me explain that. You used to write the newspaper advert, and the newspaper would take care of everything else, right? You would submit it, they would take care of everything else. Today, the producer of the marketing and the sender of the marketing has become one person a lot of the times, meaning putting a lot more pressure on people to know how to, say, do the Facebook ad or do the Google pay-per-click or be the physical person that does the landing page or actually know how to work WordPress. But if you are faffing around with that stuff right now, if you like doing it, that's great. You're going to get some fast results. But I am not someone who likes doing that, but I love marketing. But I certainly don't even want to know how to do that stuff, because if I know how to do it, then who's my team and my business going to rely on to change the website changes? It's going to be me. I don't want to be that person. So something you have to know about me, I own 8 practices. I do not own a key for one practice. I do not own a key for one practice. I do not know, we've changed computer systems many times, I do not know how to even log into our diary system, our patient management diary system. I do not know how to log into that. You see, if I do not have keys, none of my team can call me when the alarm goes off. If I do not know how to log in to my patient management system, nobody can contact me when the system crashes. And let me ask you a question. Does your system crash all the time? You freaking damn right it crashes all the time. I don't care what system you're with. They all suck. Sorry if you listen to this and you're from one of them. What I mean by that is, they can all be better. You guys know what I'm talking about. Because we're such small niche in the biggest scheme of things that there's not enough capital going into these patient management systems for them to be absolutely world-class compared to some of the systems out there in other industries. Anyway, I hope you understand the context behind that. The sender of the thing and the producer of the thing used to be different people altogether. Now they're the same thing. And it slows down so many of the practices I work with from their marketing perspective. Is that you do not, listen, if Facebook, for instance, or WordPress, for instance, was that difficult to use, Facebook would never be a billion-dollar industry. Where to click and how to create the Facebook ad, while I teach all my Inner Circle members how to do that, we've got membership modules, I mean, that literally paint by numbers. Anybody can do a Facebook ad after they get access to this Facebook module. We've had some of our Inner Circle members literally put their au pair or nanny through it and do their Facebook ads simply from the modules that we have on our membership site. That's for members only, but it's not about where to click. It's about the strategy. It's about understanding that when people come to your website, you've got to have things for them to be able to fill in so you can grab their details. Their details are so important. And then you've got to have a dedicated team member whose responsibility and doing are two different things, whose responsibility it is to make sure every single person gets called as soon as possible. One more little extra note here is that the speed at which it takes you to call them has a direct impact on the conversion rate. So literally within minutes, every minute it takes longer to call that person if they opt in during working hours, it decreases your opt-in or your conversion rate massively. So you need to go overboard with this. So when we were getting this right, when we first started implementing this way of marketing, we had notification go to almost every team member in my head office team because I wanted there to purposely be a frantic feeling or energy every single time someone opted into anything. Literally, we all got notifications. It was like, everyone's seen that, someone's opting to 50%, are we calling, who's calling, because I knew this from statistics is every minute that passed where we weren't following up massively decreased our opt-in rates. So in closing, I hope that was helpful. I like to call this, keep these podcasts. I mean, listen, I promise you just the tips I'm giving to you now are potentially worth, I mean, I would go as far as six figures. Honestly, I'd go as far as six figures from this 30-minute podcast. If all you did was speak to your webmaster and say, look, I've got to have reports. Let me give you the reports. I've got to have something for them to opt in for 50% off. I've got to have something for them to opt in for cost inquiry. I've got to have something for them to opt in for telephone inquiry or free telephone consultation. Remember, it never ends up in that. And you have a proper script for that. There'll be another podcast. I've got to have an exit pop. I've got to have a return pop. I've got to have a pixel on the website. You see, like, I'm leaving nothing to chance here. I'm going all in when it comes to those things. Some people go, I test and we look at our stats constantly. But more than anything, I'm better. It's not about the website because people are going to opt in. They are going to opt in. What most people listening to this podcast, where you're going to fall short, and of all the practices I've worked with, this is common for everyone, it's follow up. Please understand that fortune is the follow up. There's no point having a fancy website driving thousands of dollars worth of traffic to that website. If when someone does opt in, you're not doing the simple and easy, it's really easy to call someone, but it's not simple. This basic task of calling someone within minutes of opting in, you will outperform everyone if you simply have a mediocre website but you're hot. You do the basics, what I've just spoken about, but you're hot on following up those leads. You will outperform 90% of people out there because most people are sloppy with that stuff. Most people are super sloppy with that stuff. They'll spend thousands of pounds on advertising and they'll spend thousands of dollars creating with the webmaster that's going to overcharge them for this amazing website. But then that's not where it falls down. Most of the time it falls down with the follow-up in some way, shape, or form. So, hope that was helpful. Trust me. Those are the basics you can do. I know I've been doing this for years in multiple practices. I'm in the game. If I don't make this stuff work, I've got well over 100 people that can't feed their families because they can't, because we go under. Literally, like we always say that always get coached by the person with the most risk. If I don't make this stuff work, we have $500,000 worth of rental just to pay every year. I want to state that again. This is not a lifestyle business. If I don't make my website work, if I don't make my Facebook work, if I don't make my screenings work, if I don't make my talks work, if I don't make my business structures work, people lose their jobs, we can't pay rental, and we are in trouble. Our communities don't get served. That's a great place to be in. It makes me a better businessman. He that has the most risk wins. Because when you have no plan B, you hustle, baby. So one of the things you'll get from me is I'm a big believer in going all in and really making it up as you go because you'll learn a lot from that. So I hope this podcast was helpful. Trust me, you'll make money just by implementing these small strategies. If you ever want any more help from me, please check out dcpracticegrowth.com. You can, on the website, you'll see there's an opportunity to jump on a one-on-one call with me or my team. If you haven't got my book, you can get my book for free on the website. Just go grab the book for free on the website. All you pay for is postage and shipping, and we'll get that across to you straight away. So I love and appreciate you. Thank you for your time. It's the most precious commodity in the world. Please subscribe if you haven't subscribed. Please share my podcast. I really appreciate that too, if there's anyone you think would benefit from this. So I will see you on the next podcast very soon.
This has been the DC Practice Growth Show. Implement and share this episode. And remember, if you're not growing, you're dying.